Hey everyone, Hunter Rivers here, and welcome back to Mental War. Today we're diving deep into something that's absolutely crucial in this crazy world we live in. Building resilience through emotional awareness and regulation. Ever feel like you're just constantly reacting to life instead of navigating it? Like your emotions are riding a roller coaster with no brakes? Yeah, me too, but guess what? We don't have to be passengers on that wild ride. We can actually become masters of our own emotional landscape, and that's exactly what we're talking about today. Think of this episode as your emotional training manual, a crash course in understanding how emotions work, why they matter, and most importantly, how to harness them for good. This isn't about suppressing your feelings or becoming some emotionless robot. Trust me, that wouldn't be fun. It's about learning to recognize, understand, and manage your emotions so you can show up as your best self in every situation. Now, I know what you might be thinking. Emotional awareness? Sounds a little woo-woo, doesn't it? But hear me out. This stuff is seriously powerful. When you're emotionally aware, you understand your triggers, your patterns, and the impact your emotions have on your thoughts and actions. It's like having an internal GPS that helps you navigate life's twists and turns with more clarity and grace. So, let's break it down into five key takeaways. 1. Emotions are information. They're not just random feelings buzzing around in your head. They're actually valuable signals telling you something about yourself, your needs, and the world around you. Think of them like little red flags alerting you to potential issues or areas that need attention. Pay attention. What emotions are showing up most often? What triggers them? This awareness is the first step towards mastery. 2. Acknowledge and accept. Trying to ignore or suppress your emotions is like trying to hold a balloon underwater. It's only going to create more pressure. The key is to acknowledge your feelings, even the uncomfortable ones, without judgment. Accepting them doesn't mean you condone them. It simply means you recognize their presence and allow yourself to feel them fully. 3. Find healthy outlets. We all need ways to process and release our emotions in healthy ways. Exercise, journaling, spending time in nature, creative expression. Find what works for you. Bottling things up only leads to resentment, anxiety, and eventually, burnout. Find your outlet, embrace it, and let those emotions flow. 4. Cultivate self-compassion. This is crucial, folks. Be kind to yourself, especially when things get tough. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, everyone feels overwhelmed sometimes. Treat yourself with the same understanding and compassion you would offer a good friend. 5. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is about bringing your attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about noticing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations as they arise without getting carried away by them. Practicing mindfulness can help you develop emotional awareness, manage stress, and increase your overall sense of well-being. Ever feel like you're on autopilot, just going through the motions? You know that feeling when you're scrolling through social media or watching TV, but you're not really present in the moment? That's what happens when we're not emotionally aware. We miss out on the richness of our own experiences and the connections with others around us. Imagine this. You're having a tough day at work. Instead of letting frustration simmer and explode later, you take a few deep breaths, acknowledge your feelings, and remind yourself that this too shall pass. You choose to respond calmly and constructively instead of reacting impulsively. This is the power of emotional awareness and regulation. Okay, let's recap what we covered today. We talked about how emotions are valuable information, how important it is to acknowledge and accept them, find healthy outlets for expression, practice self-compassion, and cultivate mindfulness. Remember, building resilience isn't a destination, it's a journey. It takes time, effort, and consistent practice. So, what's the call to action here? I want you to take one small step today to increase your emotional awareness. Maybe it's journaling for 5 minutes about how you're feeling, practicing a few minutes of mindful breathing, or simply paying closer attention to your emotional triggers throughout the day. Every little bit counts. Until next time, keep pushing those boundaries, and remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.